Hello, I'm Jim Richards, and for the next few minutes, we will be doing the heart physics exercise called I Love Righteousness. Determine in your heart that you are setting this time apart for you and God to develop your heart, to establish your heart in the love of righteousness. As always, find your quiet place free from distractions. Sit down and prepare to focus your full attention on this exercise. Be sure not to drive, do any heavy work, or anything that would require your full attention while doing this or any heart physics exercise. Now, with your feet flat on the floor, your tongue lightly on the roof of your mouth, you can close your eyes, breathe deeply into that place just behind your belly button, through your nose. Smoothly and evenly, and exhale smoothly and evenly through your nose. Affirm to yourself that with each and every breath, I am going deeper and deeper into meditation, relaxation, and inner awareness. Breathe deeply and smoothly. Now affirm that you will exhale and you will see and say the number 3 times silently, followed by the word relax. And you will immediately go to the ideal state of physical relaxation, meditation, and inner awareness. Now inhale smoothly. And as you exhale, 3, 3, 3, relax. Now affirm, I am at a very deep state of physical relaxation, meditation, and inward awareness. I give my body permission to relax. I release all stress and tension. With every exhale, stress and tension leaves my body. With every inhale, I go deeper and deeper into meditation, relaxation, and inner awareness. Now affirm to yourself that you will see and say the number 2, 3 times, followed by the word relax. And you will go to the ideal state of mental and emotional relaxation. Inhale, and as you exhale, 2, 2, 2, relax. Now you can affirm, I am at a very deep state, the ideal state of mental and emotional relaxation. And with every inhale, I continue to go deeper and deeper and deeper into meditation, relaxation, and inner awareness. And with every exhale, I release physical, mental, and emotional stress. Stress is continually leaving my body, and I am going into a deeper, deeper, deeper state of relaxation, meditation, and inner awareness. Now affirm to yourself that you will see and say the number 1, 3 times, followed by the word relax. And you will enter into your heart zone, the ideal state for writing the truth of God's word on your heart, the ideal state for hearing the voice of God in your heart. Inhale, and as you exhale, 1, 1, 1, relax. Now you are at a very, very deep state of meditation, relaxation, and inner awareness. In the next few minutes, affirm to yourself that you are righteous in the Lord Jesus, that you are as you should be before God and before man. Take this time to minister to your own heart. I love God. I Now affirm with me. I love God's Word. His truth gives me a roadmap for an incredible life. By the Spirit of God, I have wisdom, the capacity to apply truth in real life situations in a way that really works. The wisdom of God teaches me to live life as it was meant to be. His righteousness is life as it should be. The Spirit of the living God leads me in paths of righteousness, life as it should be. As I follow God, I always discover a greater, more incredible quality of life. Because God is good and only good, I confidently follow the leading of His Spirit. In the Lord Jesus, I am righteous. I am as I should be. I am as I should be before God. I am as I should be in my own conscience. I am as I should be in this world. Now affirm with me. I love God. I love righteousness. I love life. I walk in paths of righteousness. I am in Jesus. I am as I should be. I am as I should be before God. My sins are forgiven. I am accepted. I am loved. I am approved. I am worthy. I am as I should be in this world. I am as I should be in my conscience. I am as I should be before God. I walk in the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit grows effortlessly in my life. I am as I should be in my own heart. My conscience is clear. I live a life of love, therefore my conscience is always clear. My every thought leads me to life as it should be. Every day, in every way, every area of my life is getting better and better and better as it becomes as it should be. Love is the motivating force in my life. In everything, I choose to walk in love. I am as I should be. I have incredible value for God, mankind, and myself. I am always filled with joy. My inner man delights in God and in His Word. I am as I should be. In every situation, I find the very best. God daily loads me with benefits. I recognize and enjoy these benefits. I am as I should be. My life is becoming as it should be. I am filled with peace. I am at peace with God. I am at peace with myself. I live at peace with all mankind. I bring peace to every situation. I am as I should be. In every situation, I am patient, steady, and stable. I am as I should be. My confidence in the promises of God renders me immovable. I am as I should be. I patiently endure all things by the grace of God until I experience the promise of God exactly as it should be. Like my Heavenly Father, I am kind. I am friendly. I am gentle. I am filled with moral goodness. I live in integrity and kindness that compels me to honesty and respectability. I am always merciful. I am as I should be. I am filled with goodness and moral excellence. I live in uprightness of heart and uprightness of life. I am as I should be, and I live as I should live. I am faithful because I am full of faith. I am deeply convicted and fully convinced of the truth and the dependability of God's Word. I am fully persuaded that all of the promises of God are mine. I am fully and equally persuaded that I am free from all of the curses of the law. As such, my character is intact. I live free from fear, intimidation, and manipulation. I consistently walk in righteousness. I am as I should be. I am gentle and humble. I do that which is seemly. I honor all people and show respect. I humble myself before God. I joyfully surrender my thoughts and opinions to God's Word. I am free from the need of self-exaltation. I am free from opinionation. God lifts me up and establishes me and my destiny. I am as I should be. I am going where I should go. I have complete self-control because I yield to the Spirit. I am free from the passions, desires, and weaknesses of the flesh. I am as I should be. I am a spiritual being. I am filled with the Spirit of God. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I hear the voice of God in my heart. I trust my heart more than I trust my mind, and I know the difference. I am as I should be. My flesh, with all of its desires, is crucified with Christ. That life is dead. I am as I should be. I am raised up in newness of life. I live in resurrection power. I live in the Spirit. Therefore, I walk in the Spirit. I am as I should be. I love God. I love life. I love righteousness. I live this life as it should be, filled with light, life, and love. Righteousness, peace, and joy. Hope, faith, and power. I am as I should be. I love God. I love life. I love righteousness. Therefore, I send away all offenses. I freely release the pain and the judgments of the past. As I release the offenses of the past, I am free to walk in the Spirit. I put off the old man, and I put on the new man, because I am as I should be. I live as I should live. I am the righteousness of God. I walk in the righteousness of God. The righteousness of God is life as it should be. I am now going to count from 1 to 5. And with each ascending number, I will rise to an outer awareness. But with each ascending number, I will grow deeper and deeper in the awareness of my righteousness. These realities that I have spoken will become more deeply written on my heart. On the count of 5, I will open my eyes, I will be wide awake, and I will be fully empowered to live and walk in my righteousness. 1, coming up slowly and comfortably. 2, deeply persuaded and fully convinced that I am the righteousness of God in Christ. 3, living life as it should be, enjoying God as He is, enjoying myself as I should be. 4, coming to more of an outward awareness, but taking this truth with me. 5, I am wide awake. My eyes are open. I am facing the world filled with the life and righteousness of God. Now just affirm this with me. I love God. I love life. I love righteousness. I walk in paths of righteousness. I am in Christ Jesus. Therefore, I am righteous. I am as I should be. I am as I should be before God. I am as I should be in my own conscience. I am as I should be in this world. My sins are forgiven. I am filled with the Spirit of life, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of resurrection power, and the Spirit of righteousness.